What's the latest on Michael Penix?
He's following doctor's orders.
There is no latest. We haven't heard a damn thing yet, but we will. He is following doctor's orders, Mike. And the deal is yesterday after practice, he said, hey, I got a meeting, you know, phone call with my doctor. We'll see what happens. But let's expound on this a little bit before we dive into some of the things Kevin Stefanski said. They did practice today. They're getting ready for the second preseason game tomorrow. Again, our coverage starts at 11 Saturday, 1 o'clock kick against Indianapolis. You said it. He's not going to defy the doctors, right? Right. And if the doctor says, yeah, you know, you're coming along great, but you're just not there yet. And the thing that was crazy yesterday after practice is when Penix said, if I can, I can escape the pocket, but what if I don't? And it made us wonder, like, where does that come from, Michael? When you start talking about your ability to escape, but if I don't, can I take a hit? And that's where he said, you know, I don't think the doctor wants that to happen.
Right. And we're going to play the soundbite for you in a sec, but it had us just kind of saying, like, okay, I mean, all right. I mean, you look good. We've seen him step into throws and all that. And do you like the first thing? First things first. Very open. I mean, we've covered a lot of guys in pro sports. It's an open book. He's telling you what's going on inside his head, dealing with his battle to get back on the field. And also not personal demons, but confidence, right? Getting the confidence back.
Yeah.
Oren, you got the quote? Yeah, take a listen.
I mean, I do a lot of drill work. As far as the pocket, I can do everything. If I had a rush coming at me and everything, I can get away. But it's just right now, if I don't get away, that's what we're thinking about. If I don't get away, you know, I don't think my doctor is ready for me to, you know, take those hits right now. But that time is coming real soon.
All right. Now, does that bother you at all that he says, you know, my doctor won't be taking those hits?
Because that's obviously been said to him.
Yeah. And so does that... Now, what is the doc supposed to say? Get out there. You're gonna get hit one way or the other, Mike, so let's roll with it. Or, and as I said to Carl earlier, I mean, okay, we're all waiting. It's basically going to be 9 months to the day. Matt Ryan, Cunningham, Stefanski, they probably all knew this, and we've just been running around chasing our tail on this, but that's the way it's going to play out, and not a minute sooner. But I said to Carl, I mean, he looks good to us. He looks like he's doing all the things you need to do to play quarterback. So how is it like, okay, not yet, but Tuesday, yes. You're good Tuesday.
What changes? What changes is my question. If you're healed, you're healed. It's like a scar, right? You guys have all incurred scars in your life. And you go through the process, oh, put that cream and that ointment on there, and then it heals up, Mike, but it's still not, you know, the skin tone. And then finally it starts to turn back to the color of your skin. And then all of a sudden you look down one day and it's not there, but it's been healed. What at what point does it happen where what changes from the point where he's healed and he's able to do all these things to the point where he can't take a hit or can take a hit again? I get it. I'm not rushing him out there. I haven't. I'm as anxious as anybody to see him because I want to get this crap resolved. I'm over it. I'll be honest with you. But the other part of it is I do think there is some mental doubt that's going on with him, regardless if the doctor said, yeah, you're good to go. Because he still has it in the back of my mind. What if I don't escape this pressure?
Here you go, Dukes and Bell. Faulting a man for following doctor's orders. No, stop that hard. See, again, Carl, if the doctor tells you to take cholesterol medication, you're not going to listen to him?
I'm going
to
listen.
He kept repeating, three knee surgeries. Talk about the three knee surgeries.
Now you're dogging out a man for listening to his own doctor.
Yeah, I mean, you said it earlier. Are you going to stop eating Popeyes? I'm not.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why I take Crestor for so I can do that.
I mean, to your point, I'm going to get my ice cream in and all the things that I love. But, yeah, man, look, I respect that. But
I just don't want it creeping into where it somehow becomes subconsciously there's some doubt there. But again, we're not psychologists. We're just analyzing what the man said, his own words. Hopefully it's all resolved. The question then becomes, and we have asked Brian McFadden about this, he says no, that even if he does get cleared by, let's say, Wednesday, that's not enough time certainly to have him play for the final preseason game and maybe not enough time to have him ready for week one up in Pittsburgh. See, that's the thing. I mean, do you want to have him go? Because you go up to Pittsburgh, as much of a clown show as their offense was at times last year, that is still a defense that can get after it. And is that the game that you want to let Penix come back and do his thing?
Well, look, Raheem said that's why they didn't have him go up against that Chargers defense, right?
Right.
I mean, you pick your spots. You're going to throw a rookie out there to the Wolves when you haven't prepared him? That's why he didn't start earlier. And, you know, again, the game he did come in, you got to go back now 2 years ago. Think about the game he came into against the Commanders, Mike, and what a big moment that was. And we still talk about it.
His first game was the Giants. That was the one that...
But they weren't any good.
Yeah, that was a bad Giants team. And Penix actually, you know, that was a ball that got tipped by Kyle Pitts. His first interception wasn't even his fault.
His fault.
But, you know, the Carolina game, he throws for 300 yards and just his third start in the NFL. Commanders game, he made a mistake. We were under the impression maybe somebody didn't zig when they should have zagged with their route. He comes right back and does enough to win the game, and the coach screws up clock management.
Yeah. I think that's part of this.
I liked him. I liked his
spots.
I thought he had swagger or just a looseness in that first, those first three games going back to 24 than at times last season.
Oh, I do agree. See, that's the concern for me. He actually looked better at the end of that season right. than he did all of last season. And the one game where he, and this is the part we'll never know. And again, we're going back to what coach told us. This is Raheem Morris. He said he felt like he had taken that step in that Carolina game, which is the game he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and look at that game, he was playing pretty well.
He's on fire.
So yeah. I don't know if that would have been that next stepping stone. But now, Mike, that's my issue. Like, 2 seasons ago, at the end of the season, you looked more confident and better than all of last season for me. And now you got this stuff going on with you. We will see what the doctor says, but there is no news to report there.
Now, again, it doesn't help Tua's argument or at least trying to win over hearts and minds of Falcon fans. Well, again, Penix fans don't want to hear anything but Penix, and we get that. And hopefully he will establish it. Best thing for the franchise. We talked about the salary control. He's the man, and we know exactly what we have. Sign off on that fifth year come May. But as far as Tua, the video has been not helping him. You know, the first time you get to see him, he misses a snap in the preseason game, Carl. Then we saw the video of him running for his life and literally looking like a guy that never played the position. Looked like a true rookie in the NFL.
But let's be fair and balanced about this. O just sent this video about an hour ago. They didn't block anybody on that play.
Correct.
The edge rusher is not touched. He runs directly in the backfield, which Tua goes, oh, crap.
Right.
Turns his shoulder, and now he's running the opposite way. Meanwhile, right up the middle, it was Jarrell. He's playing right. tackle. He didn't touch his guy.
So
things are not talked about, Mike, right. when you see these videos and you go, wow, he looks like an idiot running around. They didn't block anybody.
There's video I think you can break down and say, okay, that's legit. But you got to, again, it's the context. What happened? Who didn't do their job?
That's right.
But it makes Tua look like a doofus.
Now, who are you talking about this other video?
Well, two pieces of video. We talked earlier. Zachariah Branch, that's an 11-on-11 situation. Not a 7-on-7, an 11-on-11. Zachariah Branch makes the catch, jukes two guys out of their shorts, and then trucks the corner at the end of the play. That's great. I mean, that's Zachariah Branch showing you what he can do. That's legit. There's no debating that. Zachariah Branch uses athleticism. He made some cuts. Guys missed. And then when the safety or whoever the other corner came over, he just basically got a handful of them and put him on his ass. I love it. But then you get to this piece of video, which now the Colts throw out there. And it's Josh Downs, who, by the way, went to North Gwinnett.
Yeah.
Big stud. He had a couple of great years for North Carolina at wide receiver. And he's good. This is a contract year for Josh Downs. So you see Josh Downs catch a ball after he does this amazing juke move, and the Falcons player is literally faked out of the picture frame. Okay, the thing is, with all due respect to the guy who got juked out, he's the fourth string corner who's not even going to make this team. So now Joshua Downs is good, and he made the play, and it looks good, and there's no argue there. But poor A.J. Woods, who's number 20, he's in his first season out of Pitt. That's the guy. It's not like you did this against A.J. Terrell, you know, or you know, against Watts or somebody. It's a guy that's probably not even going to be in football by this time in a month.
Well, these videos, not all, some, can be manipulated. How long was he covering that guy? 5 seconds.
Yeah. But again,
no one covers right. for 5 seconds in the NFL. That's why 7-on-7, is not real football.
And that's what this was in. So, look, he fakes the guy out of the shorts, and now the Colts are chirping on that. So it's just, but I feel bad because this is a guy that, you know, he's going to be lucky if he's on a practice squad at best, if he's not going to be cut.
All right, let's hear from Kevin Stefanski. What's the plan for tomorrow? First things first, Kevin, what's the deal?
Yeah, going to really be decided afterward, but by and large, our starters will not play in this game. This will be the twos and threes, if you will, and it's how Shane structured the reps on these practices to make sure that the ones are getting the majority of the reps. So then this is really their game, if you will, and then the twos and threes will play in the game.
All right, so that's the plan tomorrow. That's Jack Strand. That's Cooper Rush. And again, if you're on the verge of trying to make this team, better show out tomorrow, right? I mean, you've had a couple of days of practices for the guys that did get reps. Jack Strand did not get reps as we thought he might in these two preseason practices. But, Mike, you got to play well tomorrow, I think, if you're going to give yourself a chance. Because the starters will play a significant amount, at least in the first half of that third game. You got to impress here. Your time's running out for some of these guys who think they're going to make this
right,
squad.
But you brought up a good point earlier in the show, man. Day-Day was talking about it with us about, you know, you got two quarterbacks that are injury-prone. So the third string thing is it's not like it's irrelevant.
It's not.
And Cooper Rush certainly has more experience. All the fans love the backup. Jack Strand's got a lot of fan favorites out. He's a favorite with the fans out there. But, yeah, hopefully he can make something happen positively in that second half, it happens to be the second half, because his reps certainly got diminished in the scrimmage against the Colts, according to everybody we talked to, including Daniel Flick.
Yeah, and that's a great conversation online if you want to go check it out at Odyssey.com. Kevin Stefanski was also talking about how he evaluates these joint practices over the last couple of days.
Well, there's double the amount of film you got to watch, so you kind of you watch the tape and then you're not done yet. Do you evaluate it differently? Sure, yeah, because it's different schemes, and you know, I'm not aware of what the call is on either side of the ball, so I'm learning like you guys are, and what's being run on the other side, if you will. So yeah, I think there's a tremendous amount of value to these, and I think you guys saw yesterday, and I have a ton of respect for Shane and what he's done here and what he continues to do here, and I thought it was really good professional work on all three sides of the ball.
Also, Mike, they signed a defensive tackle today.
Yep.
Eric Johnson.
The second. A fifth-round pick of the Colts. He was on a he's been on some practice squads, but he does have a familiarity with Nate Oley from Nate Oley's time in Indianapolis. So there's always go, as you said, with guys you know, so there's more depth. Two ways of looking at it. They're still trying to find some guys that can do the job, but they're just looking for more depth at defensive tackle.
All right, guys, you can chime in. 404-726-0929. Let us know what you think. And I do want to mention this, too, because, again, after practice, Coach talked about this yesterday, and that was –